When you're a transmission arborist, like Eversource's Kurt Nelson, you spend a lot of time in a helicopter, cruising over power lines.
But here's an example of non-compliant vegetation. We've got some pine trees in the wire zone, so that'll be a target for us.
Today, Nelson's out looking for unhealthy trees, which, if they fell, would knock down the line. Whenever he spots one, the helicopter banks hard, circling back so he can take a GPS point.
You can see how many white pines we have in the state. And when it comes to reliability, white pines are sort of public enemy number one. They're typically the tree that's most prone to fail.
Nelson has been in the job since 2008.
It's amazing. Since I started, the program has grown tremendously. The amount of resources we have, it's changed tremendously. I think we're doing about four times the work we did when I first started in 08.
In the late 90s, New Hampshire's Public Utilities Commission became concerned about an upward trend in the length and frequency of power outages. That's when Michael Cannata was with the PUC. Before that, he worked for Eversource and is now an independent consultant. He has spent a big chunk of his career in what he calls his tree crusade.
And I get into evaluation of storms, you know, what's causing power outages.
Cannata says we're seeing more big storms, a decline in forest health thanks to invasive pests, and cutbacks in the number of tree trimming crews the utilities employ. On top of all of this, people just rely on electricity more.
You could call it a perfect storm, but it's all focusing on the trees. That, you know, if you can address the trees, and there's only two ways to do it that I know of, either you trim them or you bury the lines. And that's the only way you avoid those outages.
A couple of studies have found the cost of burying every power line in the state would be astronomical, so regulators have required power companies to get more aggressive with the trees. These days, the PUC requires utilities to cut back trees near distribution lines every 4 years and actively look for unhealthy snags that need to be preemptively taken down. They're also clearing the full width of rights-of-way that previously they let grow in. In some states that have gone to what's called enhanced tree trimming, like Connecticut and Maryland, there was some pushback. Citizens groups were formed and blue ribbon commissions came out with reports. But in New Hampshire, apart from some scattered grumbling, there's been little objection.
No. A couple of phone calls, but no pitchforks and torches yet.
Neil Cass is the town administrator in Hopkinton. Recently, Eversource took down more than a dozen trees on Main Street here that had encroached on the power lines.
The arborist with Ashpun talked about putting in dogwoods, which are a traditional tree that don't grow as big and don't affect the lines.
It could be the citizenry is taking this well because there's less tolerance for power outages. It could also be that a state law that requires the utilities to ask for a landowner's permission before trimming most trees helps ease tensions. Whatever the reason, Mike Cannata says the utility data suggests that since the enhanced trimming began, outages are getting shorter and less frequent.
Remember, each storm is different. I mean, they're like snowflakes. There's no two the same. You just can't say because you had a hurricane that it's the same. But they believe that the outages are being mitigated, the major outages.
But it's expensive work. All four of the state's utilities have some sort of enhanced tree trimming program. For Eversource, with the state's largest distribution network, trimming costs have risen from $12 million in 2009 to nearly $24 million last year. At the same time, utilities are investing in other methods of improving power reliability. Stronger poles and guy wires, more equipment that can automatically detect faults and reroute power. And Susan Chamberlain, the state's consumer advocate, says it's not clear what's having the biggest effect on shortening outages.
We're throwing everything we have at reliability without doing a complete cost-benefit analysis.
But the simple fact remains that most power outages in New Hampshire come from trees. Eversource's Bob Allen, who's in charge of trimming distribution lines, puts it this way.
So that's kind of the holy grail. Did we improve by taking that tree down? Well, our best knowledge of the situation is that tree was going to fail. It was an outage waiting to happen, and therefore we took it down.
And they'll likely keep taking trees down just as long as they keep growing up. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.